If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Newstalk 830 WCCO. Time is 2:07. It's Friday. It's July 18th. Chad Hartman off today. Chris Eggert in for you. Enjoying a nice Friday. We're having a great conversation, and we're having good civil discussions about things that maybe we don't agree on, but we're all having a nice conversation about it. As we had to do, started out with a little politics, have moved on to artificial intelligence, have talked about home ownership. We have taken on the controversial topic of state fair grandstand acts, which you all had quite a bit to say about that. If you'd like to go back and listen to any of that later, you can do so on the podcast, Chad Hartman Podcast. So we have Rochelle Olson here. She's with the Star Tribune, and she writes column. It is called Cheers and Jeers, and she comes on every Friday to talk about it. Rochelle, I don't think we've ever met, but I'm a big fan of your work. Nice to meet you.
Well, you have to say you're a fan because I'm on the show. So, but thank you. Yeah, I don't think we've met. I also didn't know we were supposed to be civil. I guess that's what happens when Chad's gone.
I listen. I'm a news guy, so I don't need. I'm trying to be as Switzerland on as many things as I can be. So, you know, that's the difference. Chad has to be provocative. I'm just
right,
filling guy.
Okay. Well, I'll adjust accordingly.
No, if you have something provocative, go for it. What's in the column?
Well, you're not supposed to ask me what's in the column. You're supposed to ask me about something in the column. I don't ask me what's in the column would mean I'd have to actually prepare.
You're one of my favorite.
Chad doesn't do this to me.
You're one of my favorite social media follows, and you. I can tell you've got a very clever brain, so I'm sure.
I'm more curious now. See, because I write that column, I sort of write it all week, and by the time it's written, it's kind of out of my brain. Now I'm more curious today about the. Did you already talk about the Nicole Mitchell trial?
No, but I will add that because that's out there, and I've been in contact with our guy Tom Hauser, political reporter at Channel 5. If something does happen with that in the next 50 minutes while we're on there here, we'll try to connect with him. What are your observations on it?
Well, I'm willing to give somebody the benefit of the doubt, but then I thought her explanation was a little wild when she started saying that she was claiming that she was there to check on her stepmom in the middle of the night, dressed all in black, and I don't know, that seems a little far-fetched to me that you drive across the state and dress all in black and climb in through the basement window, if that's what she did. I haven't followed the trial minute by minute, but it did seem a little odd. It seems like an odd way to check on somebody that you consider to be a fragile adult.
You could send somebody over to check, or you could do what she's accused of doing. Well, Rochelle, I'm glad you brought that up because we pulled that clip from On the Stand yesterday. Let's listen.
I know this sounds creepy. I sat and listened to her breathe for a couple seconds.
So there you go. When you start the when you start the statement with "it sounds creepy,"
that's not what you want to say on the witness stand. That's that kind of you're kind of giving yourself a big hurdle to get over there, it would seem. But okay, no. So I guess we'll see what the jury thinks. It's always fun to see. You never know what they're going to do, right?
No, it's true, and I do think that. How do I put this? I think that there are going to be, and I don't know what the jury makeup is. I haven't looked into it that much. But there are going to be people who are sympathetic to having a family situation that is awkward and uncomfortable and unprecedented. And you don't know what it's like to be in that situation until you are.
Well, yeah, and I've certainly been in that situation myself. It sounds like perhaps you're familiar with it as well. But I mean, I also think if I were in my car driving across the state at the middle of the night, there might be a good song might come on the radio. And I think, you know, my life's okay. Maybe I'll get a giant Diet Coke from somewhere and turn around and go home. I just don't think climbing it, this doesn't seem like the way to handle it. It seems like you would be causing more problems, and clearly she has, than you intended. I mean, I get it. Grief, of course, is hard, and losing a family member is very hard, but you, I mean, you can say jurors will be sympathetic, but I'm sure there are plenty of jurors who have been through something similar, but also weren't arrested in the house of the family member. So I think it could cut both ways. But, you know, that they might say, hey, you know, I have an issue with my stepmom, but I didn't break in.
Sure. Right.
But also, I think it's interesting. I don't know how many trials you've covered. It's always fascinating to me that you sit there trying to guess what the jury, you can't guess anything about the jury.
No.
You know, no matter how hard you try. But it is fascinating that I used to see what they do, man. It's really interesting. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Have you been on a jury? Have you been on a jury before? I was on a jury trial once. I was working television in Orlando, and I was surprised that they usually don't want media members on. I mean, it wasn't a high profile trial, but it was a DWI trial, and clearly, my instinct and everything the suspect did—I mean, everything—it was. It was not legit. Like the guy clearly was drinking and driving. I don't have a question about it. But when you're in that jury room and you're the jury, the question isn't not whether or not he was drinking and driving. It's did they prove it the way they needed to? And they didn't. And we found him not guilty. It's a really weird thing.
See? Yeah, it's super interesting. And you get the, and the judge, you know, and then you have the jury instructions, which somebody who's never been on a jury or in a courtroom may not know, is when the judge reads the elements of the crime and here's what the prosecution had to prove. And those things can get really ticky-tacky and nitty-gritty. And I can see, and those things are really important. I mean, the prosecutor and the defense attorney, they spend a lot of time arguing about what the jury instructions are going to say. And you can see why, because they could get lost in those, or they could just decide the way it's worded. Yeah, they didn't prove that. I mean, it's an amazing thing. It's so fun to watch, I think.
I agree 100%. It's always a fascinating process. So do you think, it is Friday, it's 2:15. I've never covered a trial where I had the potential verdict coming on a Friday afternoon, but isn't the kind of the data points there that a lot of times when there's something like this on a Friday afternoon, like they're going to come up with the verdict before the end of the day?
Yeah. Funny you should ask that. I was actually thinking about that this morning, thinking, wow, are they going to get to the, is that going to the jury today? Because I don't think I'd want that if I were, I was trying to think, if I were the defense attorney, would I want that? If I were the prosecutor, would I want that? I don't know. I mean, yeah, because the thinking is they're going to want to get this done and get it off their plate and not come back on Monday would be the thinking.
Yep.
But you know, which is not to diminish, that's just human nature. It's not
sure
to diminish juries at all. But it's just sort of, I'd be a little worried about that, but maybe I also don't study juries for a living, so maybe it'll all be okay. But I would expect, unless they get hung up, I would expect we might hear some this afternoon, one way or another, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would too. It would be surprising to me if it didn't. But I get your point. Like, you don't want them, if you're the attorneys, you don't want them rushing the decision just to get out of there so they can get to the Pizza Ranch buffet by 5 o'clock. You know, I mean, you want it to be a measured and well thought out decision.
Right. I mean, I would think, I would think you wouldn't want it to go to the jury on Friday afternoon, but on the other hand, you work with what you got. And
yep.
I'm sure
yep.
the judge wanted it scheduled a certain way, and this is how it all turned out. And you can't really, this is the hand you're dealt. But again, juries, not to diminish them at all, juries over and over again, we see how seriously they take these things. So yeah, we'll see, I guess.
I guess so. Before you go, give us a little bit on this week's column.
Let's see. Well, I cheered. There was a gentleman, the first black vice president of the University of Minnesota. I'm guessing a lot of people had never heard of him.
Is that
academia?
Wilderson? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just a giant. I mean, he also did groundbreaking work in special education, which got his PhD at Michigan, like back in the early 60s,
mm-hmm.
Negotiated a settlement for the first African-American studies department at the U.S. When I say settlement, students had taken over a building at the U and had demands and were like, hey, let's get an African-American studies program. And he was like, course or something like that. He said, no, you want a whole department, and kind of push them in that direction.
Wow.
which is legacy type stuff.
Absolutely.
But I mean, and also he was an academic in his own right and in education, which is amazing. I also kind of jeered US Bank Stadium because last week, if you may recall, they were touting the biggest concert in the history of the universe coming to US Bank Stadium.
I'm glad you said it.
And it was McCartney.
I'm like,
it was a big deal, but
of course. But Taylor Swift played two shows here a couple summers ago, and I'm not even a fan. I'm just saying, that's a bigger show. Come on.
Well, in those Metallica shows, too,
yeah.
Maybe metal
yeah.
isn't your thing, but Metallica only does so many shows.
Yep.
Those are a big
yep.
deal. But also, McCartney's toured recently. This isn't like the Beatles coming out of the living Beatles coming out
right.
of retirement.
Right. Now that would be noteworthy. That would be a big show.
Yeah. Why can't they, by the way? Wouldn't that be great?
Somebody will come.
I would love to see McCartney and Ringo.
I would too. Well, Rochelle, good to talk to you. Nice to meet you again. I'm a big fan of your work. So, and enjoy your social feeds. They're fun.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Take care. Well, one of Rochelle's colleagues, and this is not a reflection on her colleague, it's a reflection on the content of the story. When I cracked open the old newspaper this morning and I saw this story, I was like, oh my God, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. So it really grinds my gears. We're going to talk about it when we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.